Hello, this is Dr. Joanne Manson, professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School and Brigham and Women's Hospital. I'd like to talk with you about a recent report in JAMA Internal Medicine on gestational diabetes and the long-term risk of developing cardiovascular disease. Several clinicians have asked me to comment on this study, particularly its clinical implications. I'd like to acknowledge that I'm a co-author of this report from the Harvard Nurses Health Study 2, which is a large-scale prospective cohort study, and this analysis included more than 89,000 women who are aged 24 to 44 at baseline and followed for more than 20 years. Now, disorders of pregnancy, including gestational diabetes, pregnancy-induced hypertension, and preeclampsia, can serve as a window into a woman's future risk of cardiovascular disease. The physiologic and metabolic demands of pregnancy in many ways serve as a stress test. Now, for gestational diabetes specifically, about 5 to 6% of women have this disorder during pregnancy. And in our cohort, we had about 5,300 women with a history of gestational diabetes. The results of our study were that overall, the women with a history of GDM had a 43% higher risk of developing cardiovascular disease, which included myocardial infarction or stroke. And the women who had an interim diagnosis of type 2 diabetes had a fourfold elevation in risk, and those without interim type 2 DM had only a marginally significant 30% increase in risk of cardiovascular events. Also, the women who followed healthy lifestyle practices during the follow-up period, such as maintaining a healthy weight, having regular physical activity, not smoking, having a heart-healthy diet, had no significant increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease, while the women not following these lifestyle practices or following only 1 to 2 of them did have a substantial increase in risk. Now, what are the implications of this study? Well, first, the American Heart Association did add gestational diabetes to cardiovascular risk assessment in women in 2011. It is important to inquire about a history of GDM or to look for it in the record and to inform women that this is a marker for increased risk of cardiovascular disease as well as type 2 diabetes, and to be particularly vigilant in recommending lifestyle modifications that can lower their risk. Now, the diabetes prevention program was particularly successful in reducing the risk of developing type 2 diabetes, and this is a program that is available in communities and at YMCAs and is covered by many health insurance policies. What are other implications? Well, it is important for women to be screened, for women with a history of GDM to be screened within 1 to 3 months of delivery for persistent glucose intolerance and also regularly throughout mid and later adulthood. There's some evidence that lactation and longer duration of breastfeeding may be protective against future development of type 2 DM and cardiovascular disease, but the evidence is not yet conclusive. We need more research on that question. We also need more research on the role of metformin and other pharmacologic agents, as well as other lifestyle modifications that may reduce cardiovascular risk in this high-risk population. Thank you so much for your attention. This is Joanne Manson.